this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimi Marasi Shiyichyo, Nechagito Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Koyotze Chalatzea, Baracha Batzlacha B'Masi Yedem, Medallia Bas Chanadina, Baracha Batzlacha L'chol Yotze Chalatzea, L'chol Anilvim Eilea, and the Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Reb Yonah, Maris Alta Chana Bas Reb Meir Zev. And we're going to be learning today some Torah, Siyata Dishmaya, from the great Gaon Moreno Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Futner. Pachat Yitzchak Maimer Yates. And we're going to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Says Rabbeinu, Adin Me'ot Hu'anyan Ha'omed Kan Li'iyun. Very subtle is the matter that we are going to look into today. Hayanu nikuda achat b'sfunei tmunei oroteha shel hanefesh hamitaseket be'avodat hatshuva b'fual mamash. The matter is one point, and the hidden deeper reaches sfunei tmunei, from the Lashon sfunei tmunei chol, something very deep, of the lights of the soul that is involved in the avodah of tshuva before mamish. Hanekuda omedet kan liyun, hi ota nekudat hakodesh, hadochefet et habal tshuva lachzor bo bin darko. We're talking here about this holy point that pushes, that triggers habal tshuva to return from his ways, to change his behavior. V'hini b'zeh l'faresh sichati. I'd like to explain my words. B'ilchot tshuva matzanu shnei bituyim ha-mishamshim tochen echad. In Hilchos Tshuva, we find two expressions that express the same idea. Azivas ha-cheit b'kabala l'haba. Leaving sin and accepting upon yourself for the future. The content of these two expressions are separating yourself from sin. So even though it's the same content, nevertheless, there is a different connotation between these two expressions. The expression Kabbalah Lahaba relates specifically to the feeling in one's heart. Because Kabbalah Lahaba is an internal resolve, decision, not to sin. Azivas HaChet has more of an inclination towards the practical side of things. Kabbalah Lahaba in the heart. Azivas HaChet in practice. Ela Shakadmonim Kalalu Bibitui Ze Gamat Azivat HaChet B'machshava. The earlier sources included aziva sachet, leaving sin, even in machshava, not only in maisa. And what is that? Kabbalah lahaba. So you have kabbalah lahaba, which is in the heart, aziva sachet, which is la maisa. And with the la maisa of aziva sachet, you also need kabbalah lahaba in one's heart, not to do the sin again. These two expressions together create a picture in one's idea that even though Kabbalah Lahaba Machshav is required, even if you already left Lamaisa, and the reason is because the Lamaisa of leaving sin takes place in the present, comes the Kabbalah Lahaba and it draws this Kabbalah Lahaba, this Aziva Ma'asit, this Aziva Sachet into the future. You can't live presently in the future. You can only live presently in the present. So So how do you make this futuristic as well, that you're not going to sin? You do that in your heart. In your heart you can be in the future. Practically, you can only be in the present. But you can think to the future that you're not going to sin. Such that Kabbalah Lahaba comes as a Tosefes Al Gabe Ha'aziva HaMa'asit. It is an addition to the practical abandoning of sin, to extend the time period. And that is all when the Kabbalah Lahaba comes after there's already practical abandonment of the sin. In a place where the person has not yet left sin. And the Kabbalah Lahaba is instead of the Aziva Lamaisa. And it activates the forgiveness of the sin like the practical abandonment of the sin. V'hi po'elet b'slichat ha'chet k'mo ha'aziva ha'ma'asit v'nimtza d'ha'kabbala lehaba mishameshet hi la'achat mishnayim o shehi mishameshet k'tosefet agabe aziva ha'ma'asit. Either Kabbalah Lahaba is adding on to the practical abandonment of the sin, or it is instead of the practical abandonment of the sin, and one is just in one's heart saying that in the future he won't do it anymore. And here comes this very gentle point and says, very subtle point, that these two tafkidim, these two tasks, do not exhaust the complete depth of Kabbalah Lahaba in the soul of the Baal Tshuva. What is the deepest meaning, the deeper meaning of Kabbalah Lahaba in the Avodas HaTshuva? It is not merely a tosefes al gabei aziv ha'ma'asis, adding on to the practical abandonment, or it is instead, he says, alright, right now I'm still holding with the sin, but in the future, no more. But there's more to it. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, in the second perek, Halacha Aleph, Ezui Tshuva Gemura, Zeb Shabali Yado Davar She'avar Bo, Ve'afshar Biyado La'aso Su Pirej V'lo Asa Mepnei Tshuva, etc. Zeu Baal Tshuva Gemura. What's Tshuva Gemura? Somebody has a sin that he already did. He could do it again. He doesn't do the sin because of Tshuva. That's a true Baal Tshuva. That's a complete Baal Tshuva. So we see that in order to be a complete Baal Tshuva, it's not enough if separating from sin will be Stam Prisha, like anybody who separates from sin. Not enough. To be a Baal Tshuva Gemura, let's be Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. V'efshar biyado la'aso so, u'pireish v'lo asa mipnei ha'tshuva. You have to not do the avera because of your tshuva. Now the halacha is that anybody who does a dvar avera, if dvar avera comes into his hand, he has the opportunity to sin, and he separates and he doesn't sin, he receives schar like somebody who did a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah explained, the mitzvah he's mekayim when he's parish men avera is the mitzvah of Yerushamayim, because the schar is for a kiyum mitzvah esei. Prisha men avera, stam separating from an avera itself, has no schar. Rather, every prisha men avera, anytime you separate from sin, it's a kiyum mitzvah esei of Yerushamayim. And that is that you are receiving schar for separating from sin. We learn from this Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, that prisha min aveira b'tos kiyum mitzaseh shel Yerushalayim, when you separate from sin, in order as a fulfillment of the mitzaseh of Yerushalayim, this doesn't give you the title Baal Tshuva Gemura. In order to acquire this title of Baal Tshuva Gemura, the separation from sin has to be fulfilled b'toras tshuva dafka, specifically in the context of tshuva. And if separation from sin hasn't been fulfilled b'toras tshuva, so we say that it's true that there's a kiyum mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim, this is not a separation from sin that relates to them being a Baal Tshuva. So it's important to note that when you separate from sin, stam, that doesn't give you the Torah of Baal Tshuva Gemura. You have to do it mipnei ha-tshuva. Why am I not doing the sin? Because I'm doing tshuva. Why aren't you doing the sin? Because I want to be misgaber, because it's the wrong thing to do, because I've been learning Musar. That's great. It's a mitzvah of Yerushalayim. But we want to go beyond that. Beyond the Yerushalayim, we also want to have the Torah of Baal Tshuva, also. Then you have to not do the Avera because of Tshuva. So what is this special chiddush in the essence of separating from sin? That you get this Torah of Baal Tshuva. That it's above and beyond Stam Torah's Yerushalayim. We find a wondrous chiddush in the words of the Maharal in his Nesivos Siva Tshuva. The Maharal is explaining the sugya on Daf Pei Vav after the Gemara enumerates the milas and the madregas of the Baal Tshuva. There's in the Gemara, V'lod al shemala v'kasef kilu hikrif parim, shenem ro shal parim sfasein, v'shem atomer pri chova, pari chova, tamalo me'erpa m'shivasim ovem nedav, Rashi, d'nedavim ukubelis b'ratz and yesem en achayva. It's not only that, but it's as if he brought parim, as if he brought bulls when he does tshuva. On the shal m'parim sfasein, you might think that these are bulls of chova. No. Erpa Meshuvasim Oavim Nedava, Pasuk continues. Rashi says, Nedava, these are Nedavas, because Nedava, what you did is voluntarily, is received more Baratzon than Achova. And what you did obligatorily, out of obligation. But it's still hard to understand. What's the Mahalach that's Mezaka Baal Tshuva, that is Avodas HaTshuva, should be received Ba'odef Ratzon Shel Nedav as a voluntary act and not as a fulfillment of an obligation? There's no greater obligation than to do tshuva. So it's clear that in order to answer this kasha, comes the Maharal and he says that a sinner is leaving the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he can't have an obligation because he already went out of the gzeira. So it's as if he gave an edava. And Hashem is machzik lo tova, ki lo asa davar shu lefnim mishuras hadin. Ad kan l'shanu shel ha-maral. Wow. This rocks the welt. We cannot underestimate the dimensions, the colossal dimensions of this chiddush. When a person does a kosher, a yid does a mitzvah, he's fulfilling his obligation. When a person sins, and he does tshuva, and he does a mitzvah, it's like he's volunteering. He was never obligated. What does the Maharal say? Aval nechshav kilu osa nedava. Afika chamar ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik lo tova kilu osa dava shelifnei mishuras hadin. He's beyond the letter of the law. Kvar yatza min hagzeira. He is no longer under God's rule, under Hashem's domain. And now, it's kilu he's doing beyond the letter of the law. Wow. Just because he sinned, now he's out? And then when he does a mitzvah, it's voluntary? Voluntary? So we have to say that this nevuah that teaches us ohavim nidava was megala to us a special chiddush in the chesed of tshuva. And the emes is that chesed tshuva works in a process of tarati desatri, of an internal contradiction. Mitzad echad, there's no greater obligation on a person than doing tshuva. And if he waits to do tshuva, and every day that he's pushing off his tshuva, he's going to have more and more of a punishment. Mitzad sheni, every mitzvah that's done b'koach ha-tshuva is like an edava. So when we're obligated to do tshuva, and we don't, chas v'shalom, the onus will get stronger and stronger. Mitzad sheni, every mitzvah that's miskayim b'koach shel tshuva is like an edava. Somebody's mevatel tshuva, he's mevatel his obligation. If you're mekayim tshuva, then you're bringing in a dava. So we have here in the same inn, in the same locus, same location, obligation and voluntarism together. That inn, that pundak, is pundak tshuva. In other words, since the avodas hatshuva is avodas shel ischatshus v'shinui min hakodem, harei shinui v'itchatshut hakiyum yotzrim hem et hitchatshut ha'itchayvut. Since the avodas hatshuva is avodas ischatshus, of changing what was, this change, this ischatshus, create the renewal of the Hischaivus. The Kiyum and the Hischaivus of that Kiyum, the fulfillment of the obligation of Tshuva. And the new Hischaivus comes simultaneously. It's like the Kiyum, it's like the fulfillment of the chiyuv of tshuva, creates the ischaivus, creates the obligation, and there is no obligation that precedes the kiyum. And all this is because, since the kiyum is mechudesh, it's considered a beginning. And there is nothing before the beginning. Take a look and see how much the Maharal was matriach himself in the Nesivat Tshuva to explain that the Nukudat HaMoked, the point of focus, the focal point in the general concept of tshuva, is returning to the beginning. And he repeats that numerous times. So he has a special ishtokakus. Rabbeinu has a special desire to instill within us this assumption, this truism this fundamental principle that the central power of tshuva is returning to the beginning. And because of this, when Nevuah comes and is megala to us that a Baal tshuva is zoche in his avoda, that it should be received with more will, like a Kabbalah's Nadava, we understand with this the great power of tshuva to restore those who practice it to the beginning point, to the Nekudat HaAtchala. Tshuva is a new beginning and it's a new obligation. Until now, Kaviyachol, you weren't obligated. And now, Kaviyachol, you are obligated. You started again. Daf Chadash. Because there's no fulfillment of obligation, where there's no ischaivus, where there's no acceptance of obligation that precedes it. So when is the ischaivus chal? When is a person ischaiv? When he does tshuva. Until that point he was out of the rishus of Hashem, now he's in Hashem's rishus, he's obligated again. At this we say that nekudas haschala, that beginning point, that tshuva returns its practitioners to, is mamish a beginning that divorces those baalei tshuva from anything that preceded it. And if there's nothing that precedes this obligation, so then it's a nedava. When you do tshuva, it's a nedava, avim nedava. Hashem loves this nedava. This is like a voluntary act, because you were out of Hashem's rishus, and now you're starting again. Nothing obligated you to do this. So on one hand, yes, one is obligated to do tshuva. On the other hand, when one does tshuva, it's as if he's starting anew, and now all these new obligations fall on him. Now he's back in the rishus of Hashem. With this, we can understand the sugi in the Gemara. It talks about the Seder brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The bracha of tshuva is juxtaposed to the bracha of das. Hashiveinu. Ulevavo yavin. Bishav arafalo. Tshuva, bishav, is samuch to levavo yavin, to bina. Atachonein, Hashiveinu, the Gemara connects the two. Through this Yalfusa, this Limud. This Yalfusa indicates that the succession, the connection of Tshuva to Das is significant. It's a significant juxtaposition. It teaches us that there's a Madrega of Das. There's a level of das that's special for tshuva. What is this? What is this madrega of das? That's exactly what we've been saying. There's something called das me'asheres. That's a das that validates what already exists. Higher than this madrega of das is a das of ischachus, a das of shinui, a das that separates yesterday from today, today from yesterday. The first type of das connects to yesterday. What was yesterday is today. This type of das says, no, it's a new parsha. Starting a new life. Bivadai. Shadat hanidreshet lavodat hatshuva, hidat menasuga elyon. The das that's required for tshuva is the higher level of Das. The Das of Ischachus, the Das of I'm starting anew, the Das that's Mekayim, what was before it, the validating Das, the lower level of Das, is not capable of creating a movement of tshuva. Indeed, tshuva has a special madrega of Das. Das Yotzeres, a creative Das, and not Das HaMekayemes. So we have so far two dinim in Kabbalah Lahaba. We have a Ziva Sachet Lamaisa, Kabbalah Lahaba Balev. We have the two aspects of tshuva, and when we're obligated to do tshuva. On the other hand, once we do tshuva, there's a ischachus. Now we become obligated. Now we're back in Hashem's domain, as if we were out of Hashem's domain, so this tshuva is considered a nedava. And we have two types of das. We have das yotzeres and das me'asheres. Tshuva is a das yotzeres, it's a creative type of das. And this is the nekudat ha-moked of tshuva. And this is what gives tshuva Torah's nedava. Even though it's a chova gamur sheba chamur menachamuros, such that elevating tshuva from ritzui of chova to ritzui of nedava through this das is done through this das of shinui nischachus. That's how it's activated. It's a nedava. I was out of Hashem's will. I was out of Hashem's domain. I was out of Hashem's rishus, and now I'm putting myself back in Hashem's rishus. I'm a new man. Only this type of das, das of ischachus, gives tshuva the title of haschala, it's a beginning. Nothing earlier preceded it. There was no earlier obligation. Tshuva is something new. Tshuva is shiva la hatchala, turning to the beginning. Memela, if you're at the beginning, it's in a dava. And now we can go back to the Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva, that in order to be a Baal Tshuva Gemura, the separation from sin has to be B'Toras Tshuva. In order to be a complete Baal Tshuva, you have to separate from sin b'tayras tshuva, as an act of tshuva, not stam, as a fulfillment of Yiras Shamayim, which is great, but doesn't give a person the title of Baal Tshuva. We ask, why does he have to do a dafka b'tayras tshuva? Why does it have to be done in the framework of tshuva, more than in the framework of Yiras Shamayim? But now we understand. If separating from sin was b'tayras tshuva, so there's das of shinui and das of ischachus. There's this perspective of change, of renewal. This understanding that separates the past from the present. And as long as there's any tuach here, as long as you have something new, a makom chatach, something cut off, memela there's an ekudas haschala. And this nekudas haschala, this beginning, is mafkia any previous ischaivas. Like the Navi says, ohaveim nedava. B'chol parshas hatshuva, misroi memes umisaleis me ritzui shel chova, le'oidef ritzui shel nedava. The whole parish of tshuva is elevated from a ritzui of chova, from an appeasement of the Rabbono Shalom Kaviyachol, through obligation, to something much better, to nedava. Because if you're in nekudas haschala, that's by definition a nedava, because you're at the beginning. Nothing preceded it. There was no obligation that preceded it. Ah, there's no obligation that preceded it. Now you're in the world of Nidava. But that's only when you're parish menachet, when you separate yourself from sin, because of tshuva, like the Lashon of the Rambam. But when you separate yourself from sin, like any Adam kosher doesn't sin, there's no das of shinui. There's no das of changing from the past. This is not a new beginning. It's not a new beginning. It's not a das of shinui. It's not a das of ischachus. You're not starting anew. Then I'm sorry, you can't have this special maila, this special elevated status of being a nedava. Because here you're doing it because that's what you're obligated to do, like everybody else. It's not a new beginning. And therefore, it's not a nedava. This doesn't have the ma'il of nedava. So there's a smichus. There is a juxtaposition of birchas ha-tshuva to birchas ha-das, which teaches us that the avoda of tshuva and the kiyum of tshuva, without the das that's special for tshuva, is a tshuva chaseira. It's a lacking tshuva that has no schus to be called tshuva gemura. So that's why you need das next to tshuva, because it needs to be a special type of das to do tshuva. A das of ischachus, a das of renewal, of I'm starting again, which creates a nedava, and then it's true tshuva. Now we understand pshat in the Gemara, smichus of das to tshuva. Amazing. Alright, sweet friends, we are nachan rak b'chatzi aderech, as they say in Spanish. Still have a lot more to discuss. But in the meantime, we've seen a flow mamish mitaras Hashem. What an incredible, incredible schus. So, beloved friends, I hope you'll stay with me in the next year. Mirtz Hashem b'li neder. Hope to continue. And I thank you so much for listening to this year. And we should be zocha to a das of tshuva. Amen.